revelation that I'm bringing to you, that what 2020 means is this, is that the number two means it's me and you me. And that means a zero to the enemy. It means that you're going to be empowered beyond what you've ever known before. That when two or more are gathered in my name, you're going to see me in the midst of you. You're going to know my power. You're going to know who I am. You are going to know what I've called you to do and where I've called you to be. Because when I called my disciples together, and I knew what was going to happen, I gathered them together and then I breathed upon them. The Holy Spirit was released and it began the movement that was needed. And I am beginning the movement that was needed back then is coming into the right now. I am joining forces with that which has already been, with that which is coming to pass. And I want you to understand who you are. There is a 2020 spirit-empowered reunion going on. I am bringing lightning. I am bringing power. I am bringing thunder. I am bringing my voice again. I'm going to bring it through my people. I am going to bring it to the world. I am going to bowl over what the enemy's plans have been. I am busting up his plans and releasing the greatest army of revival that the world has ever seen. Lord said all of the prior revivals that have occurred, my hand was upon them. But then man began to corrupt my move with their ideas, with their agendas. But what was of me stood. And though you aren't aware, I watched over the goodness of every revival and I held it in my hands. And I'm releasing all of the goodness of the past revivals to join with what I am bringing right now. And there will be a convergence of authority. There will be a convergence of power. There will be a convergence of revelation. There will be a convergence of what my name stands for. And my people will represent me as they go out with love, but with power. The Lord says, I'm going to expand your borders. You're going to go out and you will be my witnesses, but you will have to be a witness in your own Jerusalem and then Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. He said, I'm opening up doors for you. I'm opening up doors here, and then I will open up doors there, and some will come here and some will go out, but I will be the one that is orchestrating it, and you will hear my voice and you will be my voice. That which I have orchestrated gives no place for the enemy to interrupt me. I am God, and my plans will not be interrupted. I will take you to the familiar areas that you have to plow. No one likes to plow the familiar areas because they are the hardest. But you will walk in the familiar places in order to have an unfamiliar, fresh, new, unprecedented influence. You will stand against resistance because I will stare it down. My plan has been to draw you so close to me that there is no room between me and you for the enemy to hide. You'll stay connected to me, and then I'll join you so that you'll enter into their battle to bring the victory. Those that are in delusion and deception will be brought into the realms of the Spirit, and they will not be denied the truth of my love, the truth of my goodness. I am releasing the good things that I have pre-planned for this time frame in history. And what a time it is. It is a time for my church that will be known as those that brought forth that which has been spoken, that throughout the coming ages, you will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of my grace and my kindness that was showered upon you through Christ Jesus. Many have wondered, where are the answers to the prior promises that you have stood for. But 2020 is a new decade, and it is where the time of waiting has passed and the time of perfect release has begun. Hallelujah. You will look for climatic events to prove who I am in your midst, and it will be a sign to the entire world. When the Holy Spirit came, he didn't gently enter into a room as to not to offend others. He made a grand entrance. And when he came, there was fire. When he came, there was a noise. When he came, there was boldness. There was empowerment. And he is making a grand entrance again. A sound. My people that will be waiting, that will be seeking, that will be one, they will wait for the promise. And it won't just be a year to see again or to focus again. It's a year of speaking. It's a year of proclamation. It's a year of declaration. And it will come with the empowerment of the Spirit as it did in my disciples on the day of Pentecost. That power that was released out of their mouth that they had never experienced before will be your experience. Because I am bringing a consistent culture of my kingdom, of fire, to those that are hungry, to those who will be bold, to those who will cross over. To those who will cross over. I laid down my life upon the cross so that you could cross over from the old into the new. And it's the new season for you. The beginning of a new decade. A decade of no longer wondering about who you are, what your identity is, no longer wondering about your value or your worth, because you're crossing over because of the cross. You're coming over into the new season, into the new beginning. You're coming into the place where people will begin to respond, because you will be so full of my presence that it cannot be denied. People in darkness are going to see a great light. It is going to shine out of you, and they will hear a sound coming from you. Even the unspoken sounds that will emanate from what is on the inside of you will grab a hold of those that are looking and longing for something that has value, something that is authentic, something that can bring change in their life, something of substance. And that is who you will be. Empowered by me to be their answer. Empowered by me to lead them by the hand. Empowered by me to disciple them and lead them in the righteous ways. You will roar with truth. You will walk with the gospel truth presented without judgment and enveloped in my love. I'm longing to hear the sound that you will release. As you pray, what atmosphere are you creating? And as you go, what atmosphere are you creating? For you cannot leave your prayer life at the altar at church. You must come and wet my feet with your tears again. You must weep before me as you cry from my heart. You must come in a surrendered humility before me, acknowledging me as your king, giving me the honor to empower you for even more. And as you weep at my feet, you will feel my tears dripping from my eyes, and you will know that you are the answer to my continued prayers as I sit beside the Father and intercede for those called by my name to influence the entire world you and me and me and you. The oneness that I've prayed for. It's not by your might or your power, but it's by my Spirit. And as you go, you will frustrate the enemy. You will take territory and souls back by force, on purpose, warriors arising again, taking up that which is righteous, that which belongs to you, and using it in the battle to defeat the enemy and to shout the victory. Let the prophets prophesy. They will prophesy from the revelation of my will coming from heaven to earth until it converges into one. My people will cry for strategies, and then they will grab a hold of what has been released. And the Spirit-filled voice will drown out the devil and what he's trying to accomplish. He has been invading your realm of authority and stealing from you. But you in 2020 are taking back your positional authority. And you know that you can, because it will be by my power, not by your decision. Thank you, Jesus. The structure of my authority will bring change, but you must come into agreement and speak with confidence and fierceness once again. The silence of my church is over. With authority, you will speak, and it will divide between the spirit and the soul. And you will release those that have been held captive and set them free from the prison, opening up the doors as I have promised you, to let them commune with me and be one with me as we are one. Let the roar begin. Roar against his territory. Roar against his plan. Roar against his agendas. Roar against his strongholds. And watch them fall to nothing. Watch them flatten as you walk upon his plans and declare, my kingdom has come. The declarations that you will release will fill the air with my power, because my body has received the impartation, and they will release whatever voice is needed. It will shatter the darkness, because there's a new breed of fierce people arising and is insisting upon the wind. Oh, thank you, God. 2020, you're moving into a season where my Spirit is awakening my people to what I have already entrusted you with. My very power that has the ability to bring change is coming in a greater release, because it's needed for you to live as an influencer. It will bring exactly what is needed to impact this age. A time when my church will lay aside their own ways to take on my ways. I will tell them where to go, what to do, and they will obey, because empowerment is being released and revealed to you even now. I am giving you official authority and legal power. You will operate in it fully. My Spirit is enabling you, promoting you, imparting pure influence, understanding that you are commissioned by me, and the Spirit will make you aware that you are my anointed ones, therefore you are my qualified ones. The enemy has done his best to take hold of the minds of my chosen and infiltrate them with lies that bring compromise. But for those that have stood against his tactics and contended for purity, I am reversing that curse, and I am beginning to release the obvious blessings to the faithful ones who did not let go of the promise, and they will continue to focus on me, and the whole world will take note that they have been with me. And revival will be personal, and then it will be corporate. A stirring of passion to go all out, proving my power that has always been available to set each person back in divine order again. The decisions many have wanted to make to live differently, to be more reverent, to be more committed, and have not been able to embrace it will now find it easy because my spirit will overwhelm them with my goodness. If you will embrace what the Spirit is doing and saying, you will rise out of the attitudes and the ashes of the world. Your eyes fixed on me, because your time with me will be the most precious time of all. And with humility, you will no longer allow the world to take up any more space inside of your heart. My lovers will be determined to display my glory, my love, and my power. And the impact will increase, and the harvest will be eminent. It will be obvious. It will stand above every other thing and quality and position. I am making myself conspicuous to the world, causing things to rise to a head. And those things that have been done in the darkness are going to be brought into the light. And it is a deciding time for many and for many nations. But I am coming with enormous lightning from heaven, and I will cause people to come to that decision point of their lives of who they are really surrendering to. The empowerment of my governmental authority has been released for you to walk in. And a royal race is beginning to arise out of the rebel of the devil. Those who have given up on their vision will come to me, and they will repent, and they will ask me for the updated version, and they will find my revision ready for them. For how they have interpreted what I have said to them and what it means in this time frame will converge until they accept the remodeled, stabilized, alterated vision that I am ready to unleash upon them. And as they give up their rights, they will take their rightful places as sons and daughters of the Most High. I will never forsake my sons and daughters, and I will never withhold my power from them. But it is a time that I long for my people to crown my son with many crowns. Crown him with sacrificial giving and sacrificial living. Crown him by denying yourself the deeds of the flesh. Crown him by offering your life as a sacrifice. Crown him by speaking the truth in love. Crown him by washing his feet with your tears. Crown him by honoring him when you don't feel like it. Crown him by worshiping him openly with your life in and outside the walls of church gatherings. Crown him with many crowns by assuming the position of humility and servanthood. Moses' heart became that of a servant willing to climb to the highest places to receive from me. He came for answers, not for himself, but how to instruct the ones he loved. He found himself face to face with me, and my glory didn't just overwhelm him, it became resident. It was so obvious that it scared other people because they did not know what it was. But now you're invited to my mountain to meet me face to face, to be empowered with my glory and filled with my wisdom. And my spirit is entreating you to come up higher. Don't you see? It's necessary once again. Where are those who are willing to deliver my word with fresh empowerment that will destroy the plans of the enemy and lay out a righteous path? You have to respond to the thunder in my voice and don't call my fire strange. Instead, embrace the fire and allow it to consume that which has to be consumed and leave that which needs to remain. My timetable has come for 2020, not as man has planned, but as I have planned. And as there is an uproar in the spirit, there will be an outpouring. In the midst of an evil day, God is calling his people to arise and proclaim, living to glorify my name. Make my name and all that comes from the power of my name alive again. I am releasing keys to you in 2020. Faith is a key of the kingdom. Hating sin, calling it what it is. Reverence, for I am a holy God. Watching over your words, because your words either empower Satan or they empower me. Fierce, because I'm looking for warriors that aren't afraid of a fight because they know they've already won. Adoration, led by the Spirit. These are the sons of God. You are my visualization. You are my opportunity to show all who are looking for the reality, because through my presence, it will be seen through you. You're bringing purity and holiness and breakthrough. I'm going to open doors of opportunity to those that are willing, and it will cost you time, commitment. It looks like it will cost you financial investment, but you know this, that which you entrust to me will be multiplied back to you. It's time for you to untie. Untie yourself from relationships that lead you away from me instead of to me. Untie yourself from the world's system. Untie yourself from the past. Let the past go. Untie yourself from the habits that are distractions. Untie yourself from bitterness and jealousy and loss. And be free in me, because I've already paid the price for you. Enjoy the freedom I bought. Stomp on discouragement and be encouraged again, because my faith is being released. Grab a hold of it and don't resist. Instead of believing me again for usual things, believe me for unusual, outrageous things, so I can prove myself to you. Be givers. That's my DNA that I have given you when I formed you. Withholding means you have agreed with the enemy. Destroy him by choosing me in my ways. Insist on giving and not succumbing to being takers, because true love gives. It's that simple. Devotion to me is not optional if you are to be optimum. I'm releasing to you the spirit plan necessary to live as my heirs. And when you align to my plan, it's going to elevate you from the mistakes of your past, and it will empower you to be reinstated. Your real identity will come forth and walk into your future. The glory of Christ is worth going all out for. You will call to them and you will see the doors opening. There will be opportunities local and abroad to serve. For I am not looking for superstars. I am looking for servants. Relationships will be newly formed, and I will mend and repair some old relationships to reinstate them. But be led by my spirit and be willing to love with healthy boundaries. I was in the world, but I never became the world. I transformed the world, and that is your assignment also. Honor will be reintroduced. enemy has stolen honor out of the hearts of many towards me, towards each other, towards any form of authority. But those with pure hearts will arise in the midst of the darkest scenarios, and honor will be reinstated in their hearts. I'm connecting you. Model me as you go out and stay spirit empowered. If it is you and me and you, the enemy will remain a zero. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that there is so much in what you said. And Lord, we take it on the inside right now. We thank you, God, for empowering us and releasing that to us, God. We thank you for the plan that you've given to us for 2020. I thank you for the spirit plan that you have downloaded. I thank you, God, that we will walk on your paths of righteousness, Lord. Father, I thank you for the release right now upon these people. Lord, I thank you that they have come to receive from you and not from me. And so, Father, I ask that your fire begins to fall. I ask that you would begin to take every heart and begin to massage it and get rid of the things that do not belong inside. And Lord, make your investment true to them, that they have been set aside and set apart for such a time as this. God, make us done with the way we have acted in the past. Let us embrace this time as a new season, a new beginning. Let us run this race with joy and with fulfillment. And let those things that have restrained us be broken right now. That every stronghold will fall right now. That every advancement that you have promised us becomes ours by faith as we receive it right now. Lord, I thank you. Your power of the Spirit has never diminished, and it will not be diminished inside of your people any longer. I thank you that Liberty is a roaring church, a warrior church, a winning church, a house full of victors that will then go out and win the victory for souls, for impacting this town and the surrounding areas, for changing nations by their insistence in prayer, by taking back up the mantle, Lord, that has been laid aside for intercession that can only be uttered with groanings. Lord, I thank you that you're opening up our eyes and our mouth together, that as we see what you are saying and doing, we release it out of our mouth and it becomes a reality. And God, I thank you, others will run into you and be blessed. Father, I declare and I decree that we are filled to capacity, but not so that we can sit, but so that we can be filled to the overflow to go. And so, Father, I call forth the forces of Almighty Heaven into this place and into these people. And I thank you that we will never be satisfied again without you becoming the number one position of our life. God, I thank you for true repentance. I thank you for true divine order. Call it back into place in this place. Father, we intercede for the people who do not know your voice, that do not know how to hear you, that are lost and in dark places, and they are tied up by the enemy's advances. And God, we thank you that as we join forces even tonight, Lord, we release freedom through them. We thank you that you are making a way where there seems to be no way. and you are making it sure that you will get the glory and that they will come to know you. Father, let us be your vessel. Let us be those vessels of honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And I think that that song was amazingly wonderful. And it really encompassed everything that I know the Lord was saying. So you didn't even need the whole fasting guide. You just needed what was released because you got it in your spirit. Okay, so does anybody else have a word that they want to add? How many of you received that word? How many of you know that was God? How many of you know he's got something coming for you? He's got everything all lined out. It's wonderful. He gave me a spare plan and we're going to release it. But I didn't want to go into all of that tonight. It's too much for you all in one night. It's even too much for me. Okay, Prophet Edie, what?
Was going to be so much bigger this in 2020. Like, we're just going to have a desire, like the true people are really going to have a desire to seek him, to seek who he is fully, and that as we seek him, that we will, the revelation that we'll get and the just the knowledge of the holy that we'll get is just unparalleled. Like, it's just new. It's new.
Who else? Oh, Joel has a word. Come on. Go, Joel. Go, Joel. I love the generations. You know this. Okay.
When I was on stage singing, and when you came and told me what God has given me, and then TT Angel said that when she looks at people, she sees God everywhere. So when I kept singing, I looked at the people, everybody that I know and love, and then I just thought that they're not just people, they're God's people, that God loves, and we just gotta show our love for him. We're not just people.
And a little child shall lead us. Amen. Joel, you're going to get filled with the Spirit tonight. Are you excited? Huh? Okay, I'm going to pray with you. We don't have to do it in front of everybody, though. We'll do it one-on-one, okay? All right. But you're going to get it. Father God, I just thank you for Joel. I thank you for the representation of this generation as well. And God, I thank you that he is a representation of what happens when we obey you. And so, Father God, I thank you for the empowerment of the Spirit in his life. God, that tonight is going to be that turning point for him, that he is going to know the Spirit's empowerment like he's never known it before. And this, Lord, is just a announcement to the devil. You will never have any hold on Joel. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we declare that over this generation, the generation underneath him, the generation above him and above him and above him and above him. I thank you, God, that we are called by you and we are lovers of you. And we will love those people just like you do. Open all of our eyes to see them as children loved by God. And help us to represent you well. And I thank you, God. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Joel, that was awesome. You better get a sermon ready. I think you need to have a sermon ready. That boy can preach, and what can I say? Okay.
I don't know how to follow that, but...
Yeah, that's hard.
This morning when I was here, I had a tape in some way, because if you had a tape, a lot of what she said tonight was what I was being led by the Spirit to pray for this morning. And when I was praying, one of the things that I guess came out to me was I didn't ask God for a revival. Not just one. No. I am asking him and proclaiming, believing he's telling me that the next revival is going to be many of them all over the country and all over the world. And it's going to be groups, churches like this. And I told him, I said, well, the one in South Florida is going to start right here. But you sit there and start thinking about if we would all sit down and suddenly just get a revelation of who we are in Christ. If we would know, we would sit down and start to do the things that we should be doing. And one of the things that I do believe that this new period is going to conclude is all the things that Jesus did. Because he said, the thing I do, you shall do greater things than these. And so we're going to see, I honestly believe, we're going to see miracles that we've never seen before. We're going to see people healed. You are going to be part of that, going out and praying for people and all kinds of different kinds of needs. And I also believe that this year 2020 is going to be one of the most financially blessed times we've ever had in our entire history.
I believe it. I release it in Jesus' name. Come on, Duffy, I know you got something. We're just waiting.
As the prophetic word for 2020 was coming forth, I just went into a place with God, and I actually was just singing people as everybody else was singing. But I saw a whole group, as Joel had just alluded to, and they were wandering, and they were just looking for this. It was just like, say, I'm looking for one thing. And their mind was Jesus, because as you could see around it, it was just like a star leading them back. And this whole thing about, and I heard a big push, relationship. That's what I heard, relationship. So as the people begin to wander, God is drawing us close to him than you have ever imagined in your life. And in this year, things that were impossible are becoming possible even more so. You'll see it to become easy. I mean, financial breakthroughs are going to happen like you have never seen in your life. All you have to do is just speak it, and all of a sudden it's just going to come in your hand. You don't know how it's going to come. You think you have to work for it or whatever, but God is just, he's releasing it right now, because he's gathering us in a place right now. We're saying revival, but baby, it's more than a revival.
Amen. It's more than a revival. Okay, who? Janice, I saw something on you. I did. No, you got something from God when you were praying. What? Or worshiping? Yes, you must.
Just that, you know, we need to be in a place that that fire will never go out, no matter what, you know, no matter what. And I think that I was pressing into that in that song, that there's nothing, what did it say, that nothing that will back, that, what was it about back? No, not that song, nothing will back us up, or I don't remember the words. No, nothing will make us back down.
Hallelujah.
When I usually have my eyes closed when I worship. I started singing, and I heard like a full orchestra. I opened my eyes to see, like, you know, if it was just you guys there, but it sounded like there was a full orchestra behind you and just God's presence. And one of the things that you said is that, you know, God has been calling me into this deeper place where I'm just crying out, and their prayers too, and I just see myself at his feet and just crying onto his feet. And you said that his teardrops hit us, and he's just, even when we're when we don't see it, you know, we're in a moment of despair or grief or whatever we're going through the situation, he's right there. That's awesome. And things that I've been praying for specifically, you touched on, and you know, people that we've been praying for and stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, God, I don't know how to get to them. Things that were difficult before will be easy, and I'm claiming that I'm not going to give up on them, because he didn't give up on me, and I'm going to go back, and it's a new revision, and it's a new strategy, and they're going to be looking for me to ask me about his love, and it's just going to it's going to overflow. There's nothing left. It's just that. It's just that.
Amen. Elizabeth, my daughter says you have a word. I'm believing her. And then Teresa, you better get one.
Okay, when we said that worshiping, I heard God talking about outpouring of the Spirit and all true worship. And when Pastor was even giving the prophecy, you talked about outpouring of the Spirit. And I still keep on hearing it, that there will be outpouring of the Spirit to as many as are open-hearted to receive it. And you are going to receive as much as you want.
Yes.
So it's just a desire for it. You have to be intentional about it. There will be outpouring of the Spirit a lot in the year 2020.
Amen. Oh, the baby is too cute. I can't stand it. Hi. Nice to see you.
The teaching today by Papa B.C. when he was talking about how the King of Heaven was meek, and he was so humble, and how that's the message of the Bible, is to stay meek and humble and in love, you know, with God, and that the enemy is such a distractor. And I felt like that was so true for 2019. There was just so much of the pull of the world on so many people that distraction became a big thing, and I know it was true in our family's life this year, probably more than any other, feeling that pull and that distraction and just the weightiness of so many demands. But that 2020, that it's a reset, that it's the opportunity to refocus. And eternal value is what we always said our mantra was, but we're so out of focus. But it's a time of realignment and really rededication. So tonight was a good night to repent and get back to focusing on what's going to matter. And what really is going to matter is what's going to have eternal value and nothing else.
So when you said something, it was like, it's okay. So what I heard from God was like, it's so important that we soak up as much of the Spirit as we can in this specific moment in time, because more now than ever, people around the world that don't even know who Jesus is are so curious about what is out there, what is our better purpose, why are we here. And it is, God was saying how important it is that we are the people that need to get to them first and let them know the truth before they hear any lies that are not of me. And that you need to be so filled up that it just pours out of you, that when they are that curious, they are immediately attracted to the truth without even knowing.
When they are that curious, they are attracted to the truth without even knowing it. Awesome. Anybody else? That was very good. All of you. Ethan, got nothing. I don't know. She's got that look. She's got the look.
Fasting with, we're calling, he's calling it effective keys.
Effective keys. Amen.
And he wants us to take those keys and use them to get closer to him.
Amen.
And let the world see who he is, that they will begin to be hungry.
That was really good. So you need to get your fasting guide, but Luther just gets a free one. Yes, of course. Okay. Do you have anything? Father God, we bless this night. We bless your name. We thank you that we absorb all of this. We take it in. And Lord, we're going to continue to take it and read it and absorb it and then do it. Lord, we're going to be what you've called us to be. And God, we are so grateful that you've called us along your side, Lord. We're so grateful that we get to be your children and heirs according to your promises. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. For those of you who weren't here on Sunday, I preached an amazing sermon, and it was about first fruits. So if you didn't have a chance to give your first fruits, I guess I need an offering plate up here.